On Midwest Week, the Illinois General Assembly tries to make up for lost time. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Sam Dunklaw, State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio in Springfield. To start with, Sam, what physical changes are for the Illinois House and Senate? How does it look different from usual?
Well, Herb, this session is, as many people have said, sort of unprecedented. I've only been down here in Springfield for a few years, but this is really unlike anything that any even longtime observers have seen. The sort of physical changes we've been looking at are, well, first of all, the House of Representatives is not meeting in its typical chamber here in the state capitol building. They are actually about seven blocks across town here in Springfield at the Convention Center, which is known as the Bank of Springfield Center here. That is a chamber that was decided on because of its ability to be able to practice social distancing. You know, there are 118 members of the House, and jamming them all into the cavernous but still not quite spacious enough House chamber was going to prove difficult. So in the House, they have a large convention center floor all set up to accommodate legislators. You know, there are desks all in the proper order as you would find in the regular chamber, but they are spaced more than 6 feet apart. There's about four or so rows, everybody sitting in their proper place, but the tables are covered with black cloth, and everything appears to be quite ad hoc. Now, in the Senate, they are meeting in their chamber. Now, granted, that chamber is a little bit smaller, but the way that they're accommodating for that is senators are being called in groups of 10 to vote, and the senator that is presenting the bill and one designated senator that is asking questions during the debate are the only two senators that are allowed on the floor as that debate is going on. So again, Herb, those are all public health guidelines that were crafted by the Department of Public Health and agreed upon by the legislative leaders in order to keep folks safe.
Now, did any of the legislators decide not to show up? Were any of them worried enough or had other reasons, or did everybody turn out for this week?
There were a few that did not show up, notably in the Senate, Senator Robert Martwick, who's a senator from up near the Chicago area. He was actually just appointed from the House to move over to the Senate. He said that he had a number of pre-existing medical conditions, heart disease and so on and so forth. So he did not want to risk it. I can think offhandedly maybe three or four others at max did not choose to attend, and the legislative leaders were very understanding about that, as you would expect them to be. But among the notable attendees were all of the legislative leaders, including Speaker Mike Madigan, who's getting up there in years, but he was seen these last couple of days walking around on the floor, milling about with folks with his mask and staying at least 6 feet apart.
Now, will the strong majorities for Democrats in both chambers of the Illinois General Assembly help them move quickly through this very short session, or will it not be quite that easy?
Well, so far it seems, Herb, that it might not be quite that easy, only because in these last couple of days, the House of Democrats and their colleagues have taken, and the Senate Democrats for that matter, have taken some time to work through the last details of some of these bills that are being considered at the moment, and we'll get to those in just a moment. But over the last couple of months, legislators have been meeting in remote working groups by Zoom and through other facilities in order to get some of the nitty-gritty negotiations that usually go on during that time of the year here in Springfield done, so then that way when they return to Springfield, they could get the debates done as quickly as possible so that bills are agreed to. It is usual process here in Springfield that, a lot of the really nitty-gritty hardline negotiation occurs behind closed doors. Leaders want to orchestrate and choreograph their voting and debating on a bill as much as possible so that it can be a smooth process on the floor. The legislative parties have both taken caucuses for a long while. There have been committee meetings. They've been trying to get all of these process things done so that things are done correctly. So in terms of the majority, it seems as though the majority is going to prevail on the bills once they do come up for a vote, but it's going to depend on just how fast they can get through committees and other processes like that.
Okay, and as we're talking on Friday morning, has the General Assembly come close to agreeing on a state budget? Is that something that might come through quickly, or is that going to take a while?
Well, we know there is going to be a state budget, Herb, which, of course, as we can remember in past years in the state of Illinois, that was not always a guarantee. Right now, the vehicle bills, the bills wherein the provisions of the state budget, exactly how much is going to be spent, the line items and so forth, and the implementation bill, those sort of think of them as the framework, the bones of the bill have been passed so that there can be an agreed bill that is inserted into that shell bill, and then lawmakers can begin debating. We have not heard yet, Herb, at least as we're taping the show, about any substantive details about that budget, but I would expect there to be a significant amount of relief for businesses, for individuals, in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. There is separate legislation that is addressing that, but expect that to come up.
Now, Republicans last week and recently have been talking about trying to get the progressive income tax amendment off the fall ballot, demanding that or demanding a vote on it anyway. Has that come up, Sam, or is that likely not to come up?
Yeah, the Senate took that up just last night, and the reason that Republicans have even had an opening for that is because every time a constitutional amendment is put before Illinois voters, there has to be language that is drafted for the ballot, as well as a pamphlet for arguments for and against that particular constitutional amendment. Republicans say, as you said, that that needs to be just completely shifted off the ballot, that we can't afford to have a so-called tax increase in the middle of a crisis. But Democrats have moved forward in saying that this is a so-called fair tax, that 97% of individuals will not see an income tax increase, and that the tax increases will be seen on those making $250,000 or more. It doesn't look likely that that'll get pulled at this point, Herb.
Okay. Now, what about Governor Pritzker's Restore Illinois plan? There's also talk about whether there would be some votes for and against that, or at least some talking about it. Has that come up at all, or is that pretty the Democrats and the majorities have decided to sort of let the governor be with his plan?
Well, the Republicans made a big showing of that this morning, actually, Herb. As we were taping this, I was just outside in the parking lot, and the Senate Republican caucus came out in full-throatedly saying, we want the governor to come to the table a little bit more and have a real discussion. The governor's staff should come before the General Assembly and present the remainder of the Restore Illinois plan to make sure that all legislators feel copacetic on that. In terms of whether or not it will come up in any form of legislation, we've not seen anything filed. The Democratic majority have shown no real reticence to deter from that plan. There have been some Democrats that have made individual criticisms about their community's, placement in that plan, but all signs seem to point that this plan will continue to go forward. Now, the governor has made some concessions in recent days, saying that restaurants here in Illinois, once we move from phase two to phase three, will be able to have outdoor seating, and a number of other things like all state parks will be opening. So there has been a little bit of give on the governor's side, but he's trying to be as hard-line as possible to say, this is the best plan. This is the plan that I've talked about with experts. It's the one that's data-driven. It's the one we have to stick to.
Okay. And how about the General Assembly? Does it seem like they're going to get done with all their business this week and not meet again till the veto session, or do you think they may return to Springfield at some point?
Signs seem to point to that, but as a longtime State House source has told me and others, I don't like to make predictions, only because it's going to depend on how long it takes to negotiate things like the budget today. We could potentially see, as we're taping this, Herb, we could potentially see the legislature meeting again tomorrow on Saturday. It doesn't look likely that they would come back next week because there's been talk of a 7-day isolation period that all lawmakers will have to take in order to make sure that they're free of COVID-19, because there has been, of course, some mingling as far as that's concerned. The House side has not shown really any real desire to want to meet. The Senate has been a little bit more coy on that subject. I think it's safe to say it remains to be seen.